Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about a slogan that is, we need to remind everybody it is a slogan. It's something meant to highlight something. It's not an actual solution. Slogans are not solutions. Facebook posts are not policy. And we need to go through this because I'm now seeing this tweeted to members of Congress as an actual suggestion. And it's one of those things that sounds good at first glance, but there's a whole lot more to it. We don't want to become the right wing here and fall for our own slogans to the point that we actually expect that to become policy. Okay, so we're going to talk about qualified immunity. If you have passionate opinions about qualified immunity, please watch the whole video. Starting off, for a whole lot of people, qualified immunity is not what you think it is. This is not the thing that stops cops from getting charged criminally. This is a civil thing. It stops them from being sued in a lot of cases. It's a shield. There are widespread calls to alter or end qualified immunity. That is probably part of the solution. Part of the solution. It's not a cure-all. It is not a cure-all. It doesn't fix everything, but that's probably part of the solution. Now, a slogan that was used for a long time was end qualified immunity and take the payments out of the police pension fund. It was a slogan. It was designed to show that, you know, if you really think about it, the cop engages in misconduct against a, quote, taxpayer, and then the taxpayers, quote, end up paying for it. That's what it was designed to show, and then the idea is to shift it to the police pension fund to show who is responsible for it. There are people now who take this as a real policy suggestion. And it makes sense because it's been said a lot. I would imagine that if you go through my videos, at some point I've probably said it. But it's a slogan. So when you say this and you think about it seriously, what are you imagining happening? You're imagining that an officer engages in misconduct, they get sued, and because it's coming out of the police pension fund, well, then they get fired and don't get rehired somewhere else. This is what you're imagining. It's just a few bad apples with extra steps to get to that conclusion. You're assuming that their response is going to be a positive one. What's the reality? Look at that footage. Look at the footage from Memphis. You don't have to look at the actual incident, but look at the aftermath. All of them standing around. They do that for free. I think most people would acknowledge that there is a culture within law enforcement that encourages them to cover for each other. It's been the subject of hundreds of books, articles, movies, TV shows, everything. This is a widespread and widely acknowledged part of law enforcement culture within the United States. They do it for free. Now, because of that institutional culture, because of camaraderie, because they don't want to be labeled as you know, being a rat or whatever, they do it for free. Now, if you start taking the money out of the pension fund, you are giving them a financial incentive to cover it up. Officer Goodapple rounds a corner and witnesses misconduct. If he reports it, that person on the ground, they're winning their lawsuit. They're going to win their lawsuit. And his retirement is going to be reduced. They'll do the math. going to lose $100 out of my retirement every month. I'll be retired for 30 years. That's $36,000 out of my pocket. That's not really a solution. It doesn't work that way. It will not. I do not believe that they will overcome their cultural, the institutional culture that's developed, because you give them a financial incentive not to. They are definitely, if we find out that Officer Bruno is out there, you know, beating people up, they are not talking about Bruno because it's money out of their pocket. It's not actually a solution. It's a great slogan, and it's a great way to draw attention to the fact that officers aren't held accountable enough. But we can't confuse slogans with solutions, especially with something like this. Lives are literally on the line. Again, for everybody, altering drastically or ending qualified immunity, yeah, that's probably part of the solution. But it's not a total fix. And taking it out of the pension fund may have unintended consequences. Dealing with the civil aspects through qualified immunity, all right. Adjusting policy, changing statutes for the criminal liability. Now that is probably going to be more of an incentive to change the culture. Because if laws start being put on the books that say, well, you knew about it and you didn't report it, yeah, that's a minimum 3 years. It might alter things way more than creating a situation where they are paid more if they don't report it. They get paid more during their retirement if they cover it up. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.